Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
The summer down under continues. Welcome to TC Live, our 30-minute pregame show to get you ready for all the action in New Zealand, Australia, and Hong Kong. We are less than 2 weeks away from the year's first major. Here's what's coming up on the show. The return of Rafa did not disappoint. After a year away, Nadal came back with a vengeance against Dominic Thiem. We'll hear from the legend himself. Plus, Coco Gauff led a trio of major champs making their season debuts in Auckland. All the highlights and reaction from a stellar start. And the United Cup quarterfinals begin tonight. But guess who didn't make the Elite Eight? Find out who's in, who's out, and who could win it all. A complete tennis overload for the next 14 hours on Tennis Channel T2 and TC Plus. Naomi Osaka taking on another former world number one. Novak Djokovic continuing to lead Team Serbia at the United Cup. Plus, we've got Iga Swiatek, Arina Sabalenka, and more. Speaking of more, come on into our studios here. Great to have you with us on TC Live. Steve Weissman, Coco Vandeweghe, Prakash Amitraj, all eyes in Brisbane yesterday. The return of Rafa Nadal. Last season, it started and ended in Australia, but Nadal was back and he looked good, Prakash.
He looked fantastic. I cannot wait to see the legend do his thing in our highlights. But before we get started, Coco, we're about a day and a half into this new year. Have you been undefeated thus far in being kind, keeping up your resolutions?
I believe so. The night ended pretty early for me. It was 8:30. I had to recover.
That's a win.
Obviously. So I believe that's a win, and that's being kind to myself and treating myself. I mean, you got to do both. Got to do both.
Look, undefeated, I don't care if it's a day and a half in, but undefeated is a good thing. How long do you plan on going undefeated?
Oh, come on. The whole year. You've got to have it happen the whole year. You don't start day one and start into day two to only just falter on day three.
Mamba year attitude. I love it.
Just taking the W. Dub club for Coco. We love that. Rafa Nadal last year, this was tough to see. In the Australian Open, he was the defending champ. Suffered a hip injury in the second round against Mackie McDonald. He would sit out for the rest of the year, but working hard to get back to full health so that he could compete in what could be his final season. After leaving the court there, he would step onto the court in Brisbane yesterday, first match back, and taken on a familiar foe. He has played Dominic Thiem 15 times, Prakash, including a couple major finals.
Well, look, as far as looking for the check markers that we want in Rafa being able to come back and play at a very high level, I think we saw all good things. Stepping into the backhand there, not really getting too complacent, playing too defensive behind the baseline, which is a tendency to do when you come back after a long layoff, trying to find your rhythm, but it was all aggression, especially in the big parts of that first set. Second set here, check this out, great right-hand action on this backhand, going through the ball, but still getting enough dip, but we didn't lose that Rafa heaviness on both sides. Backhand, heavy topspin, pushing Thiem back, then flattening out the forehand, really mixing things up well, and a huge stat for Rafa. He's added some miles per hour on that serve, 90% won on the first serve, 80% won on the second serve. That's gonna make life a lot difficult for all of his opponents.
Cruise through that second set, had 12 winners in the match. How about three aces for Nadal? Let's hear what he thought about his first match back.
Today is honestly an emotional and important day for me, you know, after probably one of the toughest years of my tennis career, without a doubt, have the chance to come back after a year and play in front of an amazing crowd and play, I think, at a very positive level to be the first day is something that probably make us feel proud, you know, to myself, to all the team, family that have been there every single day during the last year.
That was win number 1,069 for Nadal, passing Yvonne Lendl for fourth on the all-time list. Over in Auckland, several high-profile matches, including Coco Gauff. The returning champ said that title was big for her last season. Now, Coco, she is a major champion, playing Clary Lully yesterday.
No, this was a great first point seeing from Coco out there. This is how she won the U.S. Open, stepping forward at an angle to hit her forehands. And Claire Liu is a great first-round opponent for Coco. She makes a lot of balls back in court, but doesn't put too much pressure on you with pace. So you can always find your range, find your rhythm. And I really enjoyed seeing Coco be no-nonsense in this second set. Went up a break, got a little bit of sloppiness, but found it right back in the second set and really just finished off Claire in fantastic fashion.
Goff broke serve five times in this match, won 72% of the points behind her own first serve. And when that's clicking, Coco, it's tough to defeat Goff.
No, that's something that she's really been working on since Brad came into the picture, along with her forehand. And if she can really just keep beefing it up, I know she's young and she has room to do it, she'll be really hard to play against.
Much anticipated battle of the moms, Elena Svitolina, Caroline Wozniacki, both successful returns to the court last season, Coco, but looking for more in 2024.
Now, we knew that this match was going to be a bit of a break fest. They're two of the best returners on tour and probably will always be in that stat line. But it really was just who was going to be braver in this match. When you have two counterpunchers, two baseliners, someone has to take the advantage and be the aggressor and change balls down the line. And you really saw that from Svitolina. She was the braver one in this match and really just started to force Wozniacki into uncharacteristic mistakes. We know it's going to come often, and that backhand from Svitolina was just deadly all match long.
Really dominates this head-to-head 5-1 now over Wozniacki. Her husband, Gael Monfils, in the stands. Sets up a big match for Elena Svitolina. Because coming up next, guess what? Emma Raducanu has been out 8 months after having surgery on both wrists and an ankle. The 2021 U.S. Open champ said, "I am grateful to be able to move my body, not be bedridden or in a wheelchair." First match in 259 days against her good friend, Gabriela Rusa. Came out strong, Coco.
Yes, she absolutely did. She came out, broke early and often, and she had trouble serving out the set. Went a lot back and forth, but she ended up being able to do it. And what I was more impressed with was after losing the second set, in the third, she got up a double break here and really did it by changing the paces. We haven't seen that a lot from Raducanu, being able to throw in the slice, make her opponents move forward into the court. So many women are very uncomfortable in that middle of the court ball. And when she did get up this double break, you thought, okay, for sure she has it in the bag. Unfortunately, lost both of those breaks, but was able to bounce back and end up winning this third set.
Had three aces in the match, converted six break points. See that emotion, what it means for her. 8 months back, gets the win. She will face Elena Svitolina in the next round. Over in Perth, Novak Djokovic looking to lead Serbia to the United Cup quarterfinals. Prakash facing a young star from the Czech Republic, Jiří Lehečka.
A lovely dip and pass here to get things going with that first break in the first set. Picked up a second one, serving well, dominating from all aspects of the court. Very clean, 6-1, first set. Now, a little uncharacteristic in the second set, Novak went up 3-1, ends up losing four games in a row. Lehečka was up 5-3, and then we found themselves in a breaker. Lehečka, the one who was able to take a little bit more advantage off of that aggression and a couple of unforced errors, characteristically from Novak. Seemed to be bugging him in the wrist area a little bit, got it worked on a little bit, but that wincing did not stop him. As is a lot of the time, even if he plays one uncharacteristic set, bounces back so quickly, got off to a great start here. Two breaks in this third set, moving around well. Too much hands there for the Czech. Getting the crowd involved. Love when Novak does that. Goes right back to work, cleans it up just like he did in the first set.
Djokovic said that wrist injury happened in the warm-up before the match, but was able to pull through, did not play the mixed doubles. And the U.S. needed the Czech Republic to win the mixed doubles in straight sets to advance. They did not, so China gets the wild card to the quarters. And the defending champs are out. It is Poland taking on China. Australia facing Serbia. You can see those matches coming up later tonight right here on Tennis Channel. When we come back, we head back to Brisbane. Check in on a pair of Americans kicking off their new year. You're watching TC Live. Coco, Prakash, Steve back on TC Live, heading over to Brisbane, Australia. Seb Korda starting his season against Yannick Hanfmann. Korda made the quarters at the Aussie Open last year. Prakash could not find those good vibes yesterday.
No, he got off to a great start here, but led Hanfman back into the match. Hanfman had a career year last year, had a big breakout in Rome. His better surf is clay, but when he's able to push the envelope a little bit, come into the net, he's got tremendous volleys. Got to see this kid really develop nicely when he was a USC Trojan, brought them some beautiful accolades over there, and has really progressed nicely on the ATP Tour. Came back here in the first set, kept his body language up. Speaking of body language, something that I didn't think served Sebi Korda very well in the second. Started making a few errors. You can see his shoulder slumping here. Happens from time to time with Sebi. I think one of the areas he can really improve on. But again, Hanfman just keeping the pressure on, finding his way into the net. Love seeing him do that on hard court.
It's a long day for Sebi Korda. Also played doubles, winning with Grigor Dimitrov. So always tough to go double-double in one day. He is in the quarters in the doubles. How about former Australian Open champ Sophia Kenin starting her season against Arina Rodionova, Coco?
Oh, this was going to be a tough matchup for Sofia. I mean, Rodionova does not give you much pace on the ball. And for Sofia to create her own pace, that's something that she's not very good at. She's really good at using other people's paces and dictating. And Rodionova does that by hitting slices, hitting the off forehand. It's almost a side spin on the forehand. And this crowd at Brisbane just absolutely embraced Rodionova all through this match and really lifted her through to a victory that probably she didn't even think she was capable of.
Yeah, she talked about it after. She could make history as the oldest woman to make her top 100 debut. Rodionova, 34 years old. So I've been playing in small cities, playing in front of nobody. Here I am now on the verge of cracking the top 100. Had to come through qualies. Takes out a former major champ. Well, we'll show you what this famous Aussie and former Australian Open champ is up to now. It is, we'll say, a different kind of Barty party. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to TC Live, taking you behind the scenes at the United Cup in Sydney. And Felix Auger-Aliassime has pulled out of the singles today. Did that in the first match as well. We'll see how he's doing. Got that knee injury that has been bothering him a little bit, but don't notice any brace on the knee. That could be a good sign. Still warming up. Maybe we'll see him in mixed doubles. A lot of these matches have come down to mixed doubles at the United Cup. Croatia, they needed to sweep all three to advance, taking on the Netherlands. Dana Vekic facing Arantxa Rus after Borna Coric did get a win.
Yes, and when Dana's forehand is firing up the line, it's almost impossible to chase down. And Rus, you have to keep picking on her forehand. That technique on Rus's forehand is just a little bit too shaky for my liking. And Dana did such a great job of mixing up paces into the Rus forehand. Whenever you're giving a good baseliner the same ball over and over again, they can find their rhythm. But Dana doing such a good job of playing so many different spins, angles, depths into Rus's forehand, and really just ran away with this third set. It was just a smoke show.
Smoke show. So Vekic wins, Coric wins. They actually had a match point in the mixed doubles. They did not win. So Croatia, despite the best efforts of their singles players, out. And guess what? Norway takes Group F. That means Charlotte Rude and her cousin Josephine can be able to walk that runway. Ken Rosewall Arena, more and more. We love to see the fighting Casper Rudes are moving on. Greece, heavy favorite against Chile. Stefanos Tsitsipas, he didn't play Singles, he had a back issue, but he did join Maria Sakkari in the mixed doubles. This is the biggest upset of 2024, Prakash.
We'll love to see him step up and get into that mix because it meant so much for Greece. But I think you could have put more sauce on that, Weiss. We're talking about heavy favorites. We're talking heavy, heavy, heavy favorites. And still, not enough to be able to get the job done. Big first set here. Got down to some... We actually saw some great tennis here. A lot of great doubles points back and forth here. Greece was getting it fired up in that first set, but it was Segul and Barrios Vera able to come back, take that second 6-3. And look, they're playing for the biggest win of their lives. They're not on this stage all the time, so there was so much more at stake here. Fairly routine volley, missed by Sakkari there, but so much emotion on the Chileans.
Can you believe it? This could stand the test of time as the greatest upset of the year. And it happened on January 1st.
Listen, I got a few dollars to put on something. I'll take that bet.
Chile over Greece. What a shocker. Canada, of course, leading the way, fighting Leyla Fernandez's. As we enter the social net, Coco, your good buddy, Ash Barty, she was in Brisbane with her baby and her mom. Everybody noticed they were in the stands watching the tennis. Love to see Ash back in the sport.
Yes, baby Hayden right there and her mom Josie. I mean, they're such a great close-knit family. I was texting her right away, giving her a little bit of flack that I'm coming for her on the golf course. I'm going to take that trophy. And it was, you know, so nice for her to grace the presence of the great Brisbane Arena.
I wonder if Hayden's going to pick up the tennis skills, the golf skills, the cricket skills. I mean, look, you get any of those, you're looking like a champion.
What's the trophy you're coming for, Coco?
Oh, we have this running trophy. It's Team USA versus Australia, and they're actually holding it, Gary and Ash. Gary's her husband, and Kyle and I are going out to steal it back in Australia.
I love that.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Love Who's that. Better, Kyle or Gary?
Gary right now, unfortunately. Okay. He's not going to like that. He's not going to like that. But
come on, throw Kyle under the bus on TV.
I have the advantage on Ash. You know, I'll take the bull by the horns, and I'll just beat Ash down as many of times that I already have, you know. Luckily, she's not going to hear this in Australia. But I'll send it to her. Don't worry.
Can
don't
TC
worry.
Tweet that? TC, right. Put that out there, please.
Our great social media team may put that out there, and then, you know, everybody in the world can see. Wednesday's schedule, TC Live back. Half hour earlier, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, leading up to live action from Auckland. 14 hours of tennis. Find out who won the hot shot of the day next. Well, we already told you that Felix Auger-Aliassime was out of the singles. It was supposed to be FAA against Stefanos Tsitsipas. We have not heard whether Tsitsipas will go for the singles, but he played mixed doubles. He saw the highlight, lost even playing with Maria Sakkari, but he is training and looking like potentially ready to go today for Team Greece. They must win that match. We are currently counting down to the year's first major. TC Live has you covered every single day, 5 p.m. Eastern, your only two-hour pregame show. I'll be joined by a trio of Hall of Famers, Martina Navratilova, Lindsay Davenport, and Jim Courier. Plus, we've got the great John Wertheim, lots of guests, highlights, predictions. Going to be a good time. Join us starting Saturday, January 13th. Hot shot of the day. Haven't even seen it yet, Prakash, but I'm thinking it's Rafa Nadal.
Well, listen, could this be more fitting? Whips that forehand, comes back in. Love the footwork. Lets it bounce. Crunches the smash. Get a little touch there. A little touch there, Weissman.
That was warm. I don't know if that's hot.
I don't know, Steve. I'd like to see you try and do that. Yeah. Gotta give Rafa some credit.
He took out a little sand wedge and just gave it a little bunt onto the green, rolled over nicely.
I was just saying, like, hot shot of the day? I don't know.
I just love how he takes his overheads. He moves forward back into the court to hit him. That's such a great, great ability to have.
That's a champion using that momentum. See, he doesn't just strike it moving back. Moves back in, uses that momentum coming forward, but check out the carvery. It's not even Thanksgiving, still gives it a little carvery.
It just happened.
Light meat or dark meat, Prakash?
It's always dark meat.
Okay.
You see, you know how you do. Come on, give me a little leg and thigh. Man, now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry, Coco.
Oh, that's good energy right there. Featured matches coming up today in the summer down under. Looking forward to that Naomi Osaka, Karolina Pliskova matchup. Sixth meeting between those two. Arena Sabalenka, top seed once again. Iga Swiatek in action. Plus, Novak Djokovic against Alex de Minaur. Don't forget about Sloane Stephens either. So looking forward to Osaka and Pliskova It's 3-2 head-to-head. Pliskova leads it. Last time they played was actually in Brisbane. It was a semifinal matchup. That's an event that Pliskova's won three times. Big test for Osaka tonight.
No, it's not going to be an easy match for either one of those players, but it's going to be really interesting to see how Osaka's body bounces back. That's one of the harder things, especially at the beginning of the year, is how are the anxiety, the nerves, the lactic acid that it creates, how is she going to manage that? I mean, the amount of time she took off, it's going to be darn near impossible for her to be able to come out as fresh as she would probably like, because you cannot manufacture on a practice court what it feels like to be out there during a real live match. And she had a really tough task in that first round match against Korpach, having a tough breaker, really difficult closing it out. But Naomi's a champion, and champions adjust, and I think she'll give Pliskova a run for her money.
I think she's got to feel really good about this challenge, because as you said, Korpach, even though it was a tough match, just a very different challenge. You know, not tremendously under the gun pace-wise. Pliskova, she can hit it as big as absolutely anyone out there. Forehand, backhand, that serve is absolutely massive. So Naomi's going to have to make sure she's the one on the front foot the whole time. But I'm really looking forward to it, because this is what Naomi wants to see. She wants to see, how does she weigh up against the best players? Even if she has some of these losses early in the season, she knows where she needs to work on. You're not going to get that as much playing the players who are slightly lower, even if you're taking them out. So, wonderful test for her in the larger scheme of things moving forward.
Another Australian Open champ in action tonight. Arena Sabalenka starts her season. Alas, she came down under, won Adelaide, won AO, and now looking to back all of that up. How do you think she does it?
No, I think this is going to be a big task for Arena to see how she matches the great season she had last year. It's always difficult to follow up those big results. It's never easy. You're always defending points, you're always coming back from a big target on your back, and it's always going to be difficult as a top player, the top seed, leading tournaments. Everyone is looking to take you out, but I'm excited to see what she brings out in this 2024 season.
I want to see how she rocks and rolls mentally in this opening part of the season. Last year, she just came with such a great self-love attitude, which allowed her to compete better, so I'm going to be checking for the body language here.
And she wants to get back to number one. Remember, Iga stole it last match of the year in Cancun.
I mean, that's all she talked about all through Cancun was, I want to finish the year number one. Yeah. Just unfortunately slipped out of her own hands.
It was like $2 or $3 million difference between finishing one or two. She was
so great for us for the game.
Yeah.
You know, going at it like that.
All right. Coming up, bottom of the hour from Sydney, we've got a big matchup between Adrian Mannarino, Lorenzo Sonego. Both of these guys had stellar 2023s. Who backs it up this year?
Listen, I want to lean towards Sonego, but Mannarino surprised me throughout the year last year. I'm still going to lean with the Italian, but you know, the guy's knocking back his espresso. He's stringing his rackets at, what, 16 pounds? I don't know the last time he broke a string.
16?
Well, it's probably an exaggeration, but I think it's in the 20s.
No way.
I really think it's in the 20s.
It must be.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look at him. He looks like the most relaxed Frenchman I've ever seen.
I mean, he's just too cool for school. I mean, there's no better...
Look at the
legs. Than that. I mean,
legs crossed. He's got the whole posturing
the flexibility
going.
That both you and I don't have out there.
I crossed my leg. It's not uncrossed.
It does not look like he's about to play a big time match.
He doesn't.
He's like going to cover that match. Like he's in the media.
Go down the street, get a baguette, just kind of chill. That's
the
body language
right
now.
We have some good croissants out there. I have gone across the street and gotten one at that player hotel, so I'm sure they're hitting it. Maybe not up to the French level, but it was enough for the California.
They have good coffee, though. Good coffee.
They got great coffee. Flat white?
Yeah, of course.
Great coffee down there.
But I mean, they do in France as well. All right, Coco, you got a big match coming up next. Wang Xinyu, Wang Xiyu. It's going to be a tough battle. Coco Vandeweghe, Chanda Rubin on the call. Looking forward to this one from Auckland. A lot of tennis all night long. We got you covered on Tennis Channel, T2, and TC Plus. For Prakash, Coco, our entire team, I'm Steve Weissman. Thanks for joining us once again on TC Live.